Good evening, Lund. Allow me first to apologize for this interruption. I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility of repetition. I enjoy them as much as any bloke.
A man is suspected of a crime months perhaps after it has been committed. His linen or clothes are examined, and brownish stains discovered upon them. Are they bloodstains, or mudstains, or rust stains, or fruit stains, or what are they?
I have killed a man. There, father. There, if you want proof of it. You can measure it and weigh it. It has hair like winter bracken and unpleasant hands. It should be an altar or a carving to some god. So still, so pure.
Dearest Hugh, it has been too long. You have grown so much. Your mother, I tried to warn her. I thought that exiling her from the university would protect her, would protect you.
I named you. You were not more than 3 days old, and I was the one who carried you home. You were so small, and the night seemed so dark around you. But I had you in my two hands, and felt as if I held God's grace. What happened to you in there?
Too long have I waited in the darkness. Hiding from the weak and the superstitious, like vermin. But now, the answers I seek draw near.
2704. John Clayton, 3 Turpy Street, Waterloo.
Nanny. Seafar woman of mountain dream. Fire woman struggle, hopeful stream to freedom river.
Her eyes, her face, were one grotesque disfigurement. Down from her head dripped blood mingled with flame. Her flesh, attacked by the invisible fangs of poison, melted from the bare bone, like gumdrops from a pine tree's bark.
They were right to know fear. Immortality will be mine.